Well, hello there. You must be the chronically addicted loser masturbation addict. Yeah. They've told me a lot about you. I was reading your case file, and all I gotta say is that we have a lot in common. Our stories do line up pretty well. I'm actually very, very glad that they chose me to be your sponsor, because I honestly doubt anybody could truly handle the type of loser masturbator you are. I do have to let you know that, as a sponsor, I am a little bit more unorthodox in my methods. I am associated with the Temple of Masturbation, and so we have a different process on how to deal with chronic loser masturbation. However, out of all the other sponsors in our program for dealing with chronically addicted loser masturbators, I am the most experienced, and I do show the most restraint out of all the other sponsors. So you do have that as reassurance that you are in good, greasy hands. And not to toot my own horn too much, but I'll have you know that today I've gone an entire 2 minutes without touching myself, which is a personal best. Oh, sorry. If you'll excuse me. It's time for another 10-hour masturbation break. Yeah, at the Temple of Masturbation, we go about things way differently. So, you know, every time we hit our record, whatever that may be, for me, again, it was 2 minutes. And, ooh, hold on, I need to touch my penis. Ah, there we go. Ooh. Yeah, that's the spot right there. So, you know, it's up to the individual on, I'm masturbating. How much they want to, what's the word? Quit. Yeah. I only quit for like 2 minutes a day, and then I'm back to masturbating, as you can see here. Feel free to masturbate too. I think it's important that your first masturbation break during this process of goon sobriety is you need to give into it a lot. Like at the beginning, you just have to give into it, you know, just like that. With the way that things are right now, would you say that you masturbate not enough, or would you say that you need to masturbate more? Oh, okay. Well, in my semi-professional opinion, penis, you really need to just masturbate more. Does that make sense? I know it's hard to function with masturbation addiction like us, and, you know, I can't even go an entire minute without touching myself. You know, it's important to, you know, isolate yourself and make sure that you give yourself as much masturbation as you need, because, you know, if you go out in public and you're a chronically addicted masturbator, you're going to masturbate in public. Yes. Now, I know that this isn't exactly what you expected, but I think that masturbation is the answer for everything. I'm in the firm belief that masturbators are never truly satisfied with how much time they get to masturbate alone. You know, they're always seeking for more time on their penis. Masturbation is completely normal. It's completely normal to masturbate. So it's just that, you know, if you're a loser, a chronically addicted masturbator, you need to learn how to edge, and, you know, get your penis right to the point of orgasm, and then you let it calm down and repeat, and that way you'll never stop moaning and making penis noises with your tongue sticking out and hitting the goon state, just like a loser masturbator should, just to get it all out. That way, you know, when you become an expert edger and an expert masturbator like me, you'll learn how to hide it from the public. You'll be able to hold it in, hold the masturbation in, and that way everybody will think you're just a normal, well-adjusted adult. You'll be able to go back and enter into society. Oh. So, I really, I'm sorry, I'm masturbating right now. You should masturbate way more, and you should just isolate yourself from everybody who doesn't understand you, and you should just, like, masturbate and masturbate until you find your way into a new friend group. Yeah, one where it's just a bunch of horny weirdos online, masturbating, and they masturbate again, and they masturbate, and then I masturbate. And that's why it's important to, you know, cut off friends and family, cut off work, you know, just fucking just be a fucking masturbator. Or just give into it, you know, and just, you know, it's kind of like if you really need to beat an addiction, you need to go deeper, you need to go deeper, deeper. And now I want to maintain some level of decorum here, so, you know, we're not going to look at any pornography, and we're gonna just simply just masturbate. I know you have a porn machine at home. I have a porn machine on my phone, on my laptop. Porn machine. You should definitely try your best to not look at the porn machine all the time, but you know, it happens, you have a little relapse here and there, and, you know, I've definitely had my fair share of late nights, all-nighters even, just, you know, masturbating to the porn machine, because I don't want you to get lonely. I need you to really understand that porn can make you feel very lonely. It's important to bond with your penis brotherhood, you know, it's important to meet other sponsors to help you in your masturbation addiction, but fair warning that a lot of them are not as in control as me or you. You know, they're truly deranged individuals that just go 24 hours straight just watching pornography, no thought in their mind. It's really troubling. Most of them, like myself, are in a complete state of sleep deprivation all the time, nearly. Like, I just don't get enough sleep because my penis, I don't know if, like, if I fall asleep, I don't know if I'm masturbating. And as somebody who's trying to be a sponsor to other recovering masturbators, it's really important for me to stay awake and make sure that my penis isn't being masturbated, but it's always being masturbated. When I fall asleep, I know I'm masturbating, and, you know, I need to adjust my sleep schedule and, you know, give priority to my penis masturbation. I need to observe it. I need to make sure I know when I'm masturbating and when I'm not. It's a small price to pay, but I need to make sure that I'm not masturbating in my sleep. But don't get me wrong, masturbation it's completely normal. It's completely normal to masturbate. Of course it is. It's a healthy bodily function. Just masturbating all the time, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Masturbation is very important to monitor. And so it's so important that it's important to really focus on it. I focus on masturbating a lot. I make sure that I document whenever I masturbate. We owe it to each other and other addicts to report when we're masturbating, because masturbation is really important sometimes. I stare at my masturbation. I study my masturbation so intensely. I forget to shower. That's how serious I am about masturbation sobriety. I really, really need to protect that 1 minute a day where I'm not masturbating, because I don't want to be like those 24-hour masturbators. No, 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 no. Sometimes shame is really important towards the penis sobriety of loser masturbators. I won't stop masturbating, and you know, I withhold my bathing time, you know, holding this badge of honor, so that way when I notice I smell bad, it means I simply must be masturbating too much. You know, I'll be able to tell that way through smell, and like I'm worthless for penis. I mean I work less for more penis time. I make sure I cut down the hours that I work. Oh, you know, because if I'm working, maybe what if I'm masturbating while I work? I can't do that. I can't do that. But I need to masturbate all the time. I don't want to get caught masturbating at work. So I cut my hours, and now my hours are basically zero. You know, I have to record my masturbation sessions for other people to observe now. That way they'll know when I'm not masturbating. And you know, some masturbators are so addicted to touching their penises. They just go up and down, 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 to porn, that they become porn. They sell their bodies. They put their fucking masturbation videos online and charge for them to pay their bills so they can just masturbate all the time. And a lot of the porn stars that you see, you know, they're masturbators, just trying to pay the bills, just trying to downshift and just give into it. Oh, yeah, like, I'm just downshifting all the time. Oh, yeah, I simplify my life so I can watch my masturbation and my penis, because it's so hard to not be triggered by everything. Like, I just, everything just turns me on these days. It's just, you know, I'm just downshifting and, like, you know, making sure that I can really just focus on my masturbation. Just focus on my masturbation. Just focus on my masturbation. Like, I'm so sorry that I'm not focused on your masturbation right now. I just, you know, I need to focus on my masturbation, and you need to focus on your masturbation. I've reconstructed my life so that everything I need is within walking distance. I just masturbate all the time. I've just downshifted, you know, gas station right there, food right there, laundromat right there. You know, I just focus on the masturbation, but I need to save money, and so I don't do laundry that often, and I don't eat out that much. Just eat fucking beans and just rice, and that's just it. That way I can focus on my masturbation more. Just the bare essentials. You know, if you give yourself the bare essentials, you can focus and make sure you're not masturbating too much. Because I masturbate too much. I've definitely masturbated too much. You know, that 2 minutes a day, oh, it used to be just 1 minute a day, and then it was 0 minutes a day. I was just masturbating 24/7. I just masturbated and masturbated and masturbated and masturbated, just like a fucking loser. And with every passing hour, oh, I masturbated. I masturbated every single minute, every single second I was masturbating. And when I was falling asleep, I knew I was masturbating even then, and that would wake me right up. And so I needed to turn myself off. I was a perpetual masturbation machine. It was my job to turn myself off. So, you know, I just don't want to keep masturbating all the time. That would be impossible to keep up. I'd just be a fucking loser just masturbating on my penis all the time. And so the only way to really stop that is to watch filthy, filthy, filthy pornography. Whatever silly little fetish I'm into, I try to push it just a little bit further, getting fucking more losery and more kinky and more disgusting about all the fucking masturbation porn. Oh, but it takes so much filth to get myself to be turned off. It takes so much. Oh, and I just get kinkier and kinkier and kinkier. Ugh. And you need to be the same way. You need to just give in and just let yourself be kinkier. Let yourself be kinkier. That way you can stop masturbating. You're going to see something that's so kinky that's going to turn you off, and you know it. That's what you need to do. You need to look at more kinky porn. Go deeper into it. Typing in categories that you've never even heard of, that you just see mentioned on one of those kink websites. You need to jerk off to weird porn that they only make in like one or two studios. None of the mainstream stuff. No, that won't stop you from masturbating. You need kink. And as a loser, you need to spend all your time helping your other brother baiters. You have to help all of them. All of these masturbators that just need advice. Yes, once you hit my stage, once you're able to stop masturbating for 2 minutes a day, oh, you'll be such a big loser. You'll be such a big loser masturbator. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, I can only last 2 minutes without masturbating. Fuck, I'm such a fucking loser. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna goon. Oh, gooning now. Oh yeah, gooning. Oh yeah, gooning. Oh yeah. Ah, oh, and that brings me to the first assignment. I want you to go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating. Just go home, isolate yourself, and never stop masturbating.